The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
She normally has a broad smile on her face. Well, her smile is even broader this morning because she's from Clare. Sharon Shannon, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
You're delighted.
Oh, absolutely thrilled. Yeah, and I'm not really into sport at all, but even I was watching it yesterday.
Yeah, of course you were watching it, yeah. And I'm jumping up and down, I'm sure.
Big time, Pat.
You have a busy summer.
Yes, I've been very, very busy so far. And just came from Forest Fest this morning. So I had a show there last night and the night before. We had an amazing gig last night with, it was the Sharon Shannon Big Band tribute to Shane McGowan. So we had fantastic guests such as Imelda May, Liam O'Mainley, Camille O'Sullivan, Mundy and Cauch O'Riordan.
My goodness, what a lineup.
Yeah, it was amazing. The tent was absolutely chock-a-block and the people were spilling out the side of it and everything. So, yeah, it was an amazing gig. Yeah, we had a fantastic time. And thanks to all the people that came to the show.
Have you many more festivals and gigs to do for the rest of the summer?
A good few more, yeah. And we have another one of the Shane tribute ones at the Revival Festival in Listowel in August. Yeah,
and not to be missed if you're heading in that direction.
Yeah.
Now, you've been in the recording studio.
Yes, that was, last year.
And you now have Now, which is the album.
That's right. And
the single. Tell me about the single, because when I listen to it, it's very different. It's people who expect to hear The Box leading the way. That's not what they're going to hear.
Well, I started playing the electric guitar a couple of years ago. Actually, I think it was in 2020. It was part of a challenge. Met Robbie, you know, Robbie Henshaw, the
of course, yeah,
fantastic rugby player. He's actually a great musician as well.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I know Robbie through some very good friends in Athlone and through the music as well. And so he was involved in some kind of a challenge, a bit like the Ice Bucket Challenge, to raise money for charity. And he rang me up and asked me, could he nominate me in this challenge to learn a new skill in 5 days?
And it could have been cooking, it could have been anything.
Anything that you want, yeah.
And you decided it would be the electric guitar.
I did, because Gregorio, that lives in my house, he plays heavy metal music on a Flying V guitar.
Yeah.
So I asked Gregorio if I could have the lend of his precious guitar for 5 days. And he was really helpful as well. And I just thought, I'll try that. And I just had a bit of a go on it, and I played something very simple on it, like O Rosha de Vahawalia, in the first few minutes to see if I'd be able to do it. And I thought, this is going to work. So, yeah, I started practicing. I ended up writing a tune for the challenge. And
did you do it in 5 days?
I did, yeah. And you have to post it up on social media then. But I was delighted with the way it came out, because I got really into it, and I was practicing it for about minimum 5 or 6 hours a day, sometimes more. Loved it. And I've always loved the sound of a distorted electric guitar in Irish music, or in any music. I really love the sound. It has to, I really like it when it's distorted.
Yeah. Now, you mastered it. Master is probably too kind a term.
You've
come to terms with it, shall we say.
Now,
did you use it on the new recording? Was this you playing guitar?
Yes, it was, yeah, playing the melody. But there's other guitar as well, playing chords and stuff. I can't play chords. So
you're picking, really?
Yeah, I'm just playing the melody. Yeah, I find chords really difficult.
Well, you've got to splay your fingers and hit several strings.
I don't know how people do it. So many people can play guitar.
You're already a multi-instrumentalist, though, aren't you?
Well, my first instrument was the tin whistle.
Yeah.
And then I started playing the accordion when I was 11. And then I started playing the fiddle when I was 18.
Yeah, so the fiddle would be the instrument most akin to the guitar. Although with the guitar, you've got frets which allow you to make the note cleanly, Whereas in the fiddle, you're kind of guessing where the finger goes.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's easier to slide on the fiddle than it would be on the guitar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, maybe we should hear this.
Okay.
This is the new single from Sharon Shannon. It's called Jack of Hearts. Sharon Shannon, as perhaps you've never heard it before. That's absolutely brilliant. Jack of Hearts, it's called. Now, it's featured on the album Now. Why did you call it Now! Exclamation mark.
I put together a box set so of all my studio albums, plus a book of photos, and with the first album, the very first album, and the new album in vinyl.
Yeah.
So the book of photos is the size of vinyl as well. So the whole packet is a big, huge presentation.
Lovely thing.
So I decided to call the box set Now and Then.
And then the new album becomes Now.
I was in the process of recording a new album as well last year. So I said, I might as well call it Now.
There's a Barack Obama track on.
Well, it was... It wasn't my idea, but I'm really
glad to adopt it.
Yeah, I'm very happy with it. A friend of mine that was working on the track, an engineer that lives in Lanzarote, came up with the idea. Craig is his name, and it was a track I already had. I'm actually playing the guitar on that one as well. It was his idea.
All to be found on Now! Exclamation mark. And if you want to get news of all Sharon's gigs, sharonshannon.com is where you'll find everything. Sharon, thank you very much for rising early in the morning after the festival and joining us here in studio. Sharon Shannon, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.